It is a Tuesday morning. You know what that means. Time for the Dial-A-Doc program here today from FHN. And joining us here today, the infection preventionist and clinical quality and professional development, Margie Coachmeyer's back with us. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for joining me. Always great to talk to you, except for the fact that when we talk, it's flu season.
That's right.
And you want me to get a shot again, so tell me about that.
Well, it's coming up again. You know, we watched what happened in Australia, and it looks like they had a milder season this year, but that does not mean that we should not take our flu shots. So the CDC recommends that people 6 months and older get vaccinated by the end of October. And if we get vaccinated early, before the flu hits us, we'll be better protected.
Tell me the difference again between the cold and the flu.
The cold is the gradual symptoms. The first 3 days, you're contagious. You rarely run a fever with a cold. But the flu, it's that sudden onset. You are contagious one day before you start to show symptoms, and that's why we see it circulate so quickly. Temperatures are high, 101, 102, 103. So that's very contagious, and it will take you down for a couple weeks.
Mm. And what's the difference between the flu and the stomach flu?
The stomach flu is the more GI symptoms, the abdominal pain, the nausea, vomiting, and the annual flu shot does not cover GI flu.
All right. What about, tell me this. You know, we hear about the flu. We get preached about the flu. We've got to get the flu shots, all of that. Why do we consider the flu? It's just the flu. Why do we consider that dangerous?
Well, some people can get it and they are fine. You know, they are down for a few days and they get better. But there's the at-risk population, the young kids under 5, adults that are 65 and older, pregnant women, people with serious medical conditions, people that are immunocompromised, like someone who's taking chemotherapy, and because it's deadly for their immune system. But last year, there was heartbreaking stories of healthy people of all ages that died from the flu. The CDC reported 180 pediatric deaths last year, with over 80% of them not vaccinated.
Yeah, I do. I do remember that it was a tough one last year. Okay, talk about treating someone for flu at home. Tell us, you got the symptoms. What's the best course of action?
Treat the symptoms. Keep yourself hydrated with fluids, Tylenol for fever. If you're diagnosed with the flu, Tamiflu can be prescribed by your provider. It's an antiviral. It doesn't cure the illness, but it really helps lessen the duration and the intensity of the symptoms. If Tamiflu is ordered, it's best used within the first 48 hours of the symptoms, so don't wait to get to your provider. And then try avoid transmitting to other people by staying home if you're sick, wiping down frequently touched surfaces at home, and good hand washing.
What does it rise to a level, or when can it rise to the level where you actually should seek professional medical help?
You know, anything that persists. A fever that continues could be a bacterial infection. And once an infection starts, that's when you need an antibiotic. The flu and the cold are viruses, so they don't require an antibiotic. A sore throat that continues could be strep throat. A cough that doesn't go away after 2 to 3 weeks. Persistent headaches could be a sinus infection. So just anything that persists.
What about for children, susceptible children, and also susceptible seniors as well? Talk about that in terms of additional precautions.
Kids are susceptible because they don't have strong immune systems and they don't understand how to avoid becoming sick. They touch their face in public. They share things between other kids. Last year, like we said, 180 kids died that were healthy. So I see a lot of 30 and 40-year-olds coming in with flu symptoms that require hospitalization. Many of them don't take the flu because they think that they're relatively healthy. But know that it's not just seniors and young kids, but it's important for anybody of any age to take the vaccine. With older people, they have some immunity, but they also have some of the chronic conditions, heart disease, lung disease, that make the condition worse for them.
I assume that when you are seeing these people being treated, that the initial issue is dehydration, and that, again, is people just not being able to take the fluids that they need to take, or to keep down the fluids that they need to take. Is that usually the issue?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of them think that they have to push a lot of fluids, and they just can't do that. But, you know, even if they took small sips, but they continued to do that just to make sure that they're maintaining their hydration is very helpful. But when it gets to a point that they can't manage it, they really need to come in.
We're talking to Margie Kochmeyer, infection preventionist and clinical quality and professional development at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Different flu vaccines this year again, Margie?
Well, there is the high dose for the 65 and older. There's the quadrivalent, Fluzone quadrivalent, which we have, that will be four strains of the flu, 2A and 2B. The nasal came back this year. CDC for the last 2 years said it was ineffective, but because there was some changes with the H1N1 strain, they're thinking maybe it might be a little more effective this year.
Wow, okay. The nasal thing, that always intrigues me because you don't have to get the shot, right?
Right. It's a live vaccine. But the last couple years, they did not think that it was effective enough, so they had pulled it.
Okay. Get other advice in terms of what people should do at home, work, or wherever to keep themselves and others safe from the flu germs. Your thoughts?
Well, absolutely get vaccinated. If you're sick, stay home. Avoid people that are sick. And when you're in public, remember not to touch your face, because anything that somebody has coughed on and then you touch your face, that is the way that those germs are getting in. Get vaccinated.
What about there at FHN? What are you guys doing to help prevent the spread of the flu there?
We provide flu shots free to our, not only our staff, but their spouses too. FHN believes that if you can keep the spouse healthy, that the worker can come in and be healthy and not have to call off of work. The more people, again, that we know that are vaccinated mean less people that will be sick. We have two flu vaccines for our staff. It's a drive-through. We know how busy our staff is and their spouses. They're going to be able to drive through the front of the hospital. We have one coming up Thursday. They stick their arm out the window. We give them a shot. They're on their way. We use our UV light disinfection in rooms and in departments where we've seen a small outbreak of flu. We will zap those areas after we've cleaned them.
Margie, I just got a text message from someone asking you a question here. What about pregnant women? What's your recommendation on that? Should they get a flu shot?
Well, I always say that they should check with their provider. The CDC is recommending a flu shot for women that are pregnant. But again, I say check with your provider. And the reason is, if they're going to deliver during flu season, the infant can't take a vaccine for 6 months. If mom takes vaccine, she can pass some immunity or some protection to the baby. So if she's due in December and the child can't take a vaccine, they may have a little protection.
All right. Okay. Wow. Great advice there. What about now the flu shot clinics? Talk about that in terms of folks coming up and the drive-through options and all of that that's available now coming up here with FHN.
Well, we know the importance of vaccinating the community to keep them healthy, and we know how busy people are. So we want to get them vaccinated as convenient as possible. So we have drive-through flu clinics for the community as well. Saturday, September 29th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and Wednesday, October 3rd from 4 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. at the Burchard Hills Clinic on Fairway Drive. You don't have to make an appointment or get out of your car. You just drive in, you fill out your paperwork, you get your shot. Now, this is for, we don't do under 18, so it's over 18 and older. We will have high dose, and we'll have the regular flu shot. We are also doing a walk-up clinic on Wednesday, September 26th, from 3 until 6 p.m. at the Highland Community College Farmers Market in South Parking Lot C. And then we also have a variety of community clinics. You can go to our website, www.fhn.org, and see our schedule. We're out in various towns, times, and locations.
All right. Okay, so the walk-up is tomorrow at the Farmers Market. And then you have the drive-through coming up this coming Saturday, and then a week from tomorrow with the drive-through, right?
That's correct. Plenty of opportunities.
All right, and more on the website as well. Any additional information, where should they go?
FHN.org.
All right, Margie, always great to talk to you. Let's talk again soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right, that's Margie Kochmeyer here today, infection preventionist here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program.